Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcasts. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen, and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
A Big Spark Studios original.
Slay! I'm putting my phone on Do Not Disturb.
Okay, how many times do you think we're going to say period?
None. We're not going to say it
well,
at all.
There's one.
If we say period, period, no.
No?
This episode is over before it even began.
Well.
That's how every episode goes, honestly.
Have we started? Do you start?
Are we started? Like a... Are we live? Hey, everybody. What's up? Welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens, the podcast that we're going down under on. I'm kidding.
Oh.
We're actually, that was good.
That was good.
I feel like we're on some like little hot radio show. I'm really excited, but before we get into why I'm excited, make sure if you haven't to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, those are up on my channel the same day, same time, usually honestly earlier, but that's a whoopsies on my end. But go to youtube.com/Chris and then be sure to rate and review and pump up the jam while your feet are stomping. I always try and attempt to give the day and the date. It is, my phone's in front of me. I forget that my phone has that capability. It is September 22nd on a Thursday, and I have one of my longest, like, YouTube friends on the podcast, Mr. Todd Mellett.
Oh.
But I always call you Todd Levi, because that is, like, how that's, like, your stage name.
Yeah, that's what you know me by.
If you've been watching me for a minute, you very much are familiar with this beautiful little Australian man.
Oh, thank you.
And we go too far back. But Sam and Justin are joining us from Los Angeles, and so is Jake, but he's just like taking the back seat and listening today because there's a lot going on. But before we get into the episode, I always like doing a little shout out for people to focus their attention and or funds to that either help out an organization, a cause, a singular person. I just think to have this and not do anything with it is what a waste of time. So as always, I like to have the guest pick when I have one. That is you.
I have to do this.
And so what's your cause? What did you bring us? Like, give us the rundown, girl.
Yeah, I didn't literally bring it with me, but I'm talking about an organization called Polish Man, and they fight violence against women and children and men, but most violence is...
It's just Australia-based?
Perpetrated, yeah. Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Wow, that's awesome.
Based in Australia, and yeah, most violence is perpetrated. Is that what you'd say? Like,
oh, you're asking like literally the dumbest bitch in this room.
Comes from the hands of a man, which is quite unfortunate. And what Polish Man is, in the month of October, you paint a nail blue. And then people are like, why are you painting that nail blue? Why
and then you're like, because bitch, blue? I'm a Polish
and
man.
Then, exactly right. And you have a tough conversation and you talk about violence and you're trying to, I don't know, get people talking about it, get it changed. And in October.
Kind of open the door for the conversation.
And then, yeah, you also raise money in October.
Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah.
We'll have the link down below to Polished Man.
Totally.
And
Paint a Nail Blue in October.
I'm going to do the middle finger.
Boom.
Because I'm going to say fuck
violence.
Violence. Yeah, no.
And women. That's,
I was like, I should probably think about this sentence before I just say it out loud.
That's it.
But yeah, that link will be down below if you want more information or a place to donate. This is going to be a rocky episode. I'm just saying in terms of my Australian accent. It is going to fly left and right, and it's going to come in and out just like that. So, yeah, that's, I'm just, you've consider yourself warned.
Oh, yeah. I'm used to it now.
Yeah.
It's a constant.
Well, we went to dinner with your friends last night who are also Australian and are also so fucking hot. I don't know what is in the water in Australia, but like, no, hey, America, yeah, could use no, some. Yeah. We're looking a little inbred these days.
Those two are
special. God. Anyways, I had to like give the whole like rundown of like, I'm not mocking you. I just used to like get really stoned and watch Jemé, and this is my life now. But we've known each other since 2014. Is that what we decided?
I think that was it. It was November.
We met at like the worst event of life called Playlist Tri-State. That was...
Well, it was the best because we met. Right?
Well, it was great, beautiful. But looking back, like that was like the original Firefest. It was like the meet and greets were like in a fucking parking garage late November on the East Coast. It was fucking freezing. And then do you remember they gave all of the creators heaters?
Yeah.
And then they made everybody stand outside in the cold.
I think I was just too excited to be there. It was like my first one. That
well, we were also like children.
Yeah,
like,
I was 14.
That... I feel like James Charles right now.
14.
I'm like, what in the hell?
That's wild.
That is wild. But that's also like, that's something I want to talk about in this is because with social media, it's like even like Alexis at the time was so much younger than me. And I never thought it was like weird. It like felt
it wasn't.
Like it just, we were all doing something that nobody, like being a YouTuber was so new. Like now it sounds like such a foreign concept for like posting yourself on social media. Like God. That, people have it so easy now. Like there's no like judge, I mean, there's still judgment, but like,
yeah.
I mean, my first year I kept it a secret that I was uploading videos. Like,
I can't believe that.
Oh my God, the term YouTuber wasn't a thing. People were like, you upload to YouTube? Mm. Maybe, was it different in Australia when you were doing it?
No, not really. There
like, were you like embarrassed to start posting?
No, I wasn't embarrassed at all, but I think Troy already was a YouTuber.
So Troy, not me forgetting your older brother.
I was like, oh, I can also just do this.
Okay, that's fair.
It was pretty,
so that was, yeah, I guess he kind of normalized it to the family, especially.
Totally.
But yeah, it's so weird looking back. It was like you just kind of became friends with anybody who like understood it. And
in the community.
Yeah. And so I ended up being friends with all of these like young people. And now I guess it would look so strange, mostly because I'm almost 30, which would be very weird if I was hanging out with a 14-year-old. But
excuse me.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I just burped a lot of Sprite.
Oh, you can do it in the microphone, adult. Come on. But yeah, we met when, oh my God, you were 14.
How old are you?
I was 20 or 21, freshly 21, maybe.
You're 28.
Yeah, I'm 20, almost 29. Oh my God, my birthday's in 2 months. That's crazy. Ooh.
Thanks for
Or like a month and a half.
I don't know any of my friends' birthdays.
No, I like barely know none of them. My family's birthdays.
I missed one, like my best friend's birthday last week. Didn't know.
Well, clearly not your best friend, bitch.
Didn't text him, and he's like one of my closest friends. Didn't know. I felt really bad.
Well, you say sorry.
Yeah.
Because they're definitely watching. they're tuning in.
I'm so sorry.
But yeah, so we met during the good old YouTube days where we were doing stupid fucking challenges like the 6-second challenge, which low-key was fun. That was fun. It's just bottom of the barrel. Like, that's fun
to
play.
Just
like
tweeted us things to do. Yeah, oh my God. 6 seconds.
Yeah, and then what was the other one? The floor is lava?
That was one of the challenges.
God, that's... Oh, in the 6 seconds. What else did we do then? Australian slang, probably. It's funny, though, like, watching the, like, cyclicality.
I'm not going to pretend. Like
this, how things are... what is the... Breaking news. Chris has a stroke on the 38th floor of the Empire State Building. Well, I just feel like all the shit that we were doing sounds so stupid. It was like these dumb tags, like my best friend tag.
But
now it's like,
the way.
But it's now what everyone's doing on TikTok and stuff are like all of these tags and shit.
public interviews. We spoke about this like yesterday. You paved the way.
I
believe it.
Maybe.
One of.
I was definitely one of the first to like kind of
really
made it, a big thing as the come up of social media. I know like Kasim G and Billy on the Street, like I'm not trying to, I'm not ever trying to be like I invented street, but that is, and like YouTuber
you
merch
did it well. You
and
did
YouTuber
good.
Merch, not making it YouTuber merch. That is one thing I will claim, like I did that. But it's just wild. And now you're doing music.
Yeah, I'll make music, eh?
When did you like officially step away, not like step away, but like when were you like, I'm done with YouTube?
I think it was 2018. We moved to Melbourne in 2017, and I made a few videos when we moved, maybe like three.
Yeah.
And then just stopped.
And you were just like, I want to focus this energy on music, or?
Yeah, I just wasn't enjoying making the videos. Felt like I didn't really have anything to say anymore.
Girl, I feel that in my soul. I'm like, what do you say after 10 years? Like, there's nothing.
I'm not going to keep doing tags.
No, like, I respect you. I think everybody's giving you a nice salute.
Yeah,
like, thank you.
Doing a service.
Were you like nervous though to just like
stop?
Yeah.
Nah, I think my mindset had changed so much.
You were like done.
It didn't matter.
Wow. I'm like, I've thought about quitting so many times but I'm just like, what?
But you could quit YouTube.
But like, then what?
And you just, I don't, you. Like now you're you.
What does that mean, though?
Now people
I've always been me, bitch.
For the YouTube videos, like they can just follow you outside of it, and
I guess I'm too scared to do that. I'm like, I feel like I'd be throwing. Did you feel like you were throwing away some? Like, I'm not trying to like, I'm not like be traumatized, but like, no, I'm like, as someone who stepped away from it, I'm kind of not jealous, but also I'm able to. Mm-hmm.
We're
like do comedy
now.
Through this, whereas like doing music through it is a lot harder to constantly be making content with.
Yeah, I could
I
have
guess.
Been doing covers and whatnot.
And you did for a little.
A little
or was that
bit,
more
yeah.
on like Instagram?
Especially in COVID, I did more
covers. Oh, I remember your little COVID covers.
Like the bedroom acoustics.
Yes, I was just about to say it was either bedroom or bathroom. My other friend did bath like a shower.
Oh, really?
Did like a shower thing. So I was just trying to get
thought of that.
Get it straight.
That's funny, yeah.
You fucked up.
Oh sure, yeah.
Well, I was gonna say maybe next time, but I'm hoping we don't see another pandemic in my lifetime. If I'm out.
No,
I'm out.
What was I saying?
Just like stepping away, you didn't like you weren't scared or
I wasn't scared. If anything, I was like
excited.
I was so ready to step away. And yeah, I wonder what would happen if I kept going.
Yeah.
I'd probably be in a different.
But you're also a child.
Yeah, I think that's what I've come to realize. Like for a while I was stressed. I was like, shit, I shouldn't have stepped away or I should have kept working on it. But I think I'm more grateful for it now.
Nice. Would you get back into it?
No.
You're sick of the music only.
Yeah.
I love that.
Damn shit.
You've like switched up your music a lot too. I feel like it's like, I not switched up, but like, I feel like
there's
when you first
vibes.
Started, it was like vibey or not. I'm awful at describing like a few things
not
in life, like fragrance.
R&B.
No fucking idea.
Mm-mm.
Music. I mean, truly blind leading the blind.
But we're going to improve that today. We'll work.
Yeah. Wait, I thought it'd be fun to have Tide try and teach me. How to sing
amazingly.
Are like okay, so this is a question I have about music as someone who like literally knows fucking nothing about music besides like
I know the end
like I know a I know what a note is.
Okay.
It's like a that's a note.
Sure.
You know, like a melody, not really even sure what that is.
Melody, you know what a melody is.
Is that the same as a harmony? No, a harmony is when you go like and then I would go
that's a harmony.
Slay.
Melody is just the tune.
So it'd be like,
to think of any song right now. That's a melody.
Can you have multi melodies in a song? Multiple?
You do, yeah, the chorus.
Multi melody. That's a fire artist
verse
name.
This is another melody.
Okay. Wow, my like cogs are turning. I don't know.
Thinking about it.
Doing what, but yeah, I thought it would just be interesting to like learn.
I haven't sang in a while though.
Why not?
I just have been on holiday.
Are you stepping away from music
I'm
now?
I'm quitting.
Breaking news. No, but your music has like kind of grown over. Is it where you like want it to be now? Is this like, because it used to be like, not vibier, but like trippier or like?
Initially, it was like smooth R&B.
Right, that's totally pop. What I meant to say.
Yeah, it was. I'd say now it's more
vibey,
trippier, as you say.
Really?
Like, it's a bit more.
Like, Victoria's an absolute, like, bop and a half. Thanks. Which I thought until literally, like, 3 days ago was about a person. Victoria is a place in Australia, guys. The more you fucking know.
I have a song about a state.
I thought it was about a girl.
Which is weird, right?
Which is funny because you have a girlfriend. And I was like, so who's Victoria? Because it's not your girlfriend's name.
No.
And he was like, well, Chris, it's a place in Australia. And I was like, no, for sure.
Yeah, it seems like it's about a girl.
Yeah.
And I'm calling her she and whatnot. But it's
okay,
not,
I don't feel that stupid now that you're really breaking it down.
Yeah.
You have a song, Selfish, out?
I have a new, that's my newest one, Selfish.
Which I still haven't listened to because I'm a bad friend. But at least I'm honest. What's coming up? What else is coming? So, wait, you told me this the other day that all of the songs from the EP are out.
Yeah.
So
the EP's out. It's just like you don't go on Spotify and click into the EP. I could do that. I just like haven't.
Got it. So,
you know, it's like,
I guess a question I have is, why do people put out
EPs
if they just release them all as singles? Or like when people release an album, but then release half of them as singles.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's the point of having an album? You know, is that a dumb question?
No.
You can say yes.
I don't think so. I'm trying to just work out that question. I think, like, you put out the singles to, first of all, promote the rest of the EP.
Yeah.
But also then, like, if I did put it up now as an EP, all the streams individually from the singles that have already been out for so long.
Apply to the EP.
Yeah, apply to the EP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a bit of like a hack in a way. Like, I can release the EP and be like, oh my God, it's got 300,000 streams, you know.
Got it. But those could have come from the singles before it even came.
Months ago, yeah.
Whoa. Exactly. Wow, that is just so unnecessarily confusing.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's
wow. Weird. So did you like have to learn all of this shit when you started? Like I thought like people are like, do you look at your analytics? And I'm like, no, because like, that is like reading hieroglyphics. Like, did you teach yourself all this? Like,
well,
did Troy help out with some of this? Or
initially, I was with a label.
Got it. Okay.
So they were handling a lot.
So what does like a label do? Is that like a management company?
No, they're pretty much a big bank.
Slay.
They fund it all.
Got it. Okay.
And then, so they'll give me a small upfront fee, and then until I've paid them back from the music I make.
So you have like a contract of like a certain amount of deliverables that you have to do in a certain time.
Exactly.
That I understand.
Yeah, exactly right. But then they make 100% of the money until I've paid back what they gave me.
And then you start making.
And then once I've paid them off, then we split. I get 80. They take 20.
Wow. Oh my God. I didn't even know that they had to make all of the money back and you don't see anything.
Yeah. Because they gave me the upfront fee.
Wow. I mean, this is like literally.
I could be like, no, don't give me the upfront fee. You know.
Oh, got it.
But no one would do that, right? No one does that.
Oh my God. How much, and you don't have to answer this, but like how much does it cost to make a song?
So a lot. So now I'm not with a label.
Okay.
Now I'm independent. And it's so expensive.
Yeah. No, like, cause I mean, I never thought about it like this, but it's essentially doing YouTube, but like in a different, like I have to pay for the camera. Yeah, I have to pay for this, well, that, the other. Like it's.
No, lucky I have very good friends in the industry, good friends in general. So they're producers. So I'll go in and they won't charge me for the time necessarily. They'll just charge me for the song if I use it.
Like, but what is
a flat rate. So I'll pay like, you could pay anywhere.
Oh, so they would do like a flat, they'll be like, it's $2,500 for the final product.
For the product, yeah.
Okay.
And they also then have like writing, producer
totally,
credits.
Totally.
Yeah, anywhere from like $1,000 to like $3,000.
Wow.
For a song.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then that's just production. Then you get it mixed.
What does that mean?
Where
like I don't like I have so many friends who do music and I
just have no clue.
Literally feel so fucking stupid asking them, being like,
no,
hey,
it's really weird.
So you
there's
totally
so
have a Grammy
layers.
But how does this work?
Yeah, there's so many layers to it. Yeah.
So you would get it produced.
You do the production day.
Okay. Which is recording.
Yeah, he's making the music, adding the drums, doing the piano, like all that stuff. I'm writing, singing. Then we like the song. He'll probably work on it a bit more, finish it up, and send it to a mix engineer.
Sorry if this is boring to people who like listen to
it
this.
It might be really boring.
I genuinely am like no fucking idea how this works. I barely know how this podcast works. Like straight up, like there's like a whole DJ board down, and buttons with color. Like I'm just like, okay, I know how to connect to Sam and Justin. And
that's... I totally geek over this stuff. So if
no, but I just, I have like, no shame in asking stupid fucking questions. It's clear that it's clear that I have no problems doing that. So like to me, I always like my one thing is I wish I was musically gifted and like could do music. No, we'll find out in a minute.
Yeah, we will find
We'll find out. But yeah, I just find this so fascinating. Mm. So you send it to a mixer and they
mix engineer, they have like all the track layers. So the
instruments, the
vocals, the kick, the snare, the piano, the guitar, it's all in a separate layer. And they mix it, like get all the levels right so you can hear everything.
So it's like
right
adjusting audio.
And, yeah, they're like EQing the audio. And
what's EQing?
Like taking out certain frequencies and cleaning up the sound and adding.
Over my head, like way over my head. Okay, so, got it. Yeah. So then it's mixed.
Even in the voice, there's like frequencies that you don't need to hear.
They can take out parts of your voice,
specific frequencies to your voice.
But like, okay, say I'm going like they could take out
just like a bad sound in that and keep the
well you didn't need to tell me that. That's a little fucked.
In there there's a bad frequency.
That was a bad sound, Chris. Whoa.
Yeah, it's really crazy.
It's like Photoshop for your voice.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
And then it gets mastered after the mix.
What the fuck is that?
So the mast.
This feels like a scam for
engineer.
Just to make it more expensive.
A whole bunch of layers.
Can't the producer like, just fucking mix it and then master it? Okay, so what's mastering?
Mastering gets one track. So the bounce, like the one MP3. The mix gets all the layers.
Right, but why can't the mixer just... Why can't the mixer just like compile it all?
He does. He compiles it and sends it to the mastering engineer.
So what the fuck is the mastering engineer
do? The mastering engineer like sends it through a bunch of hardware and does a whole bunch of
stuff. That seems like a scam. Sorry.
I don't know anything about it.
Sorry if you master out there, but you seem like a scam artist.
I'll listen to a mix and then I'll listen to the master.
And do you notice the difference?
Yeah. It's mostly a lot of loudness, like making it sound really full and thick and punchy. Like it'll be able to sound good on my phone, sound good in the car, sound good.
Oh, is that a process? I feel like that's something I always hear artists being like, I took my song and I listened to it in the car and then I put it on a Walkman just to make sure that those with Walkman still love it.
No, totally. That's probably the mix more than the master.
That's the mix. Okay, so the mixologist would send you the mix.
Yeah, and be like
go listen in the subway and in your headphones and wow. And so okay. Say something sounds great in your car and then something sounds shitty on your iPhone. Now what? Like, is someone able to fix that? Like, what?
Yeah, like...
Sorry, these are dumb questions, but no, I genuinely am, like, fascinated by this.
I don't know if I'd, like... I listen...
You're like, I don't know how to answer these questions. You're just stupid.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure it out, but no, I listen on, like, my good speakers, and if it sounds good to me, I'm like, yes, sweet. I wouldn't, like, listen on my phone.
Got it. So you care more about, like, but, if it's in a good speaker, it sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In the car is probably my main one.
Okay. So, but, like, okay, so it sounds bad in your car, then what?
If it sounds bad in my car, I'd go and listen on my good headphones.
But what do they do to make it sound good in a car, I guess, is, like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
like,
no, they're not doing anything specific.
Got it. Okay. You know. So when people say, like, I love listening to it in multiple places, it's just sort of to have as a talking point?
Yeah.
That they did?
Yes. So, like, yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Work.
I don't know.
Work.
I will listen. A lot of the time when I'm like, it's the final version, I'll put on my good, like, studio headphones and listen to it because that's the way it was meant to be listened.
Totally. Just.
Yeah. And it should convert. If it sounds good, then it should sound good at my phone.
Wow. Well, speaking of sounding good, we're going to see if I was meant for music.
Oh, yeah.
How do you. So. Okay, I wanted to take voice lessons as a kid.
Hmm.
How do voice lessons work? Like, because don't you have to, like, have a good voice? Or, like, can you, like,
I think be taught to have a... it. Yeah.
But what are you learning?
You're learning how to use your throat and your head voice.
Ah. Throat and head, got it. okay, so like, give me an example. Like, be my vocal coach.
I'm not gonna lie, I don't even want to sing, and I'm all phlegmy.
Well, that's okay. I am too. So,
yeah, no, just like how to move from note to note, and it's really like important that. Oh God, I've done two singing lessons.
Girl, don't stress. You're on holiday. Like, no one is looking for you to like bust out Celine Dion right now.
It's just I don't want to do it. I'm terrified of singing.
Well, then don't. I'm not like, I don't want you to feel terrified.
It's important that there's just different feelings and movements in the throat, and it's like you don't want to slide. Like if I'm going,
I'm 5 years old.
I don't want to like slide up the note. You really want to hear the step, like ah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's in the
Did I not just slide though? Bah, bah, bah. Thank you.
Nah,
thank you for the claps.
I don't think so. Go again.
I get why you don't want to sing
yeah,
now.
Right,
I'm like,
it's dead quiet.
Oh my God, it's dead quiet. And like, oh my God. Okay.
There's a lot of pressure.
Bah. I sound like Animal Play on it. Oh my God. It's like, and the wild boars are going across the safari, and it's like, ah. Like,
do a high one.
Do a high one?
Yeah, like, you always, we're walking around and go, ah.
Like, oh, yeah. I could do a falsetto.
See, like, falsetto, beautiful.
See, no, but like, I hate when a male falsetto, like, Adam Levine. I know that, like, everyone's
so
shitting
much,
on Adam Levine
so.
Right now, rightfully so. But, like, to me,
that's
like, him, Nick, you don't know what's going on? What? Oh, do you know what's going on? Yes, 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 yes. Justin, Sam, do y'all know about Adam Levine?
What? Oh my God, yes. Justin just said he doesn't, but I'm shocked.
Yeah, wait. I don't,
oh my God.
I've like seen people talking about it, but I have no idea.
Oh my God.
Is.
He basically has like been DMing all these like Insta baddies and being like, you're so fucking sexy. I literally can't believe your ass. Like, I want to buy your ass.
No dinner.
Yes, way. With his pregnant wife.
Oh.
Yeah. He asked this one girl who comes out trying to act like she's a victim. And I get that, like, she wasn't the one who said vows. She wasn't the one in a commitment. Like, it's nuanced. But then she's coming out saying all of this. And she puts up a DM from Adam saying, I know this is crazy. This sounds insane, but I'm dead serious. Like, could I name my new child after you? Is that not
no
deranged?
Nope. Nope.
Is that not psychotic?
What? Why does he want to? Nah.
No, it's.
No.
It's.
So who's Sumner? Sorry. Is that?
She's the girl who like came out and was like, I've been having an affair with someone who's married to a Victoria's Secret model. It's Adam Levine. Like, I don't know. I don't understand the beginning of her like video. She's like alluding to it. She's like, I don't want to say any names. Anyways, here's the screenshot with his IG and a verification badge. I'm like, hot take, Sumner, but okay. But yeah, Adam Levine's like falsetto. I just like, I don't know why bringing it back. Look at me. I'm so proud of myself.
Wow.
But like, I just like a falsetto I like get, but I don't. I think it's so, like, it should be, like, a back pocket kind of thing. Like, Adam Levine's like,
he's in
I'm
a
out of painful,
right.
Try it to call you home.
Who's got a good falsetto? Harry Styles, probably.
Does he?
Yeah.
I couldn't name one falsetto.
What song has a falsetto in?
Watermelon sugar. Hi.
That was great.
No, that's like, I see, I feel like a
falsetto is quite easy, I'd say. Like, you could just sing a whole song in falsetto.
Yeah, no, I do. Good. And that's why it's, but like, that's great. Not a solution. Like, I'm not going to be like the.
People do it.
I guess. Yeah. Wow. Should I just start?
Should you start a music career?
No. That's just the easiest answer. Literally,
you
no.
Write a song.
No, well,
we
that
should,
is.
We should have written a song.
On the podcast?
On the podcast.
Wait, okay, so that's something I've wanted to do for a while because I just don't understand. When you're writing a song, do you start? Like, I would need the full backtrack. I would need the full, like, melody?
Yeah.
Melody? Like, that's like
well,
the...
you'd come up with a melody.
No.
No, you'd want
to... I don't know how to...
You.
Like, how do you come up with a melody? Like,
you
what?
Make it up.
No, but
you
I...
Make it up.
So do you start with a melody or do you start with lyrics? Like, because I don't get how people are like... I was feeling this way, so I just took out my journal and wrote down. And I'm like, but how do you know?
It do be like that, though.
It's so like, does it almost start as poetry?
I could have... Nah, I'll... My writing is...
Like, I don't get this.
The way I write is I'm either in the car listening to songs, like a Harry Styles song, and I'm just freestyling a melody.
Okay.
Like my own melody to his song.
What does that mean, though? Like, I'm to be...
Like, Watermelon Sugar. What's that song called?
Watermelon Sugar. So, you're doing great.
Right? That song's playing, but I'm singing my own melody to that song. I'm just, like, making it up.
Isn't that a different melody, then?
Exactly. And then I'll take my melody to my own song.
Bro, I'm so lost.
Yeah.
I feel so dumb.
Anyway, another way I write, like, I'll think of one sentence.
See, like, that's like, I have a whole thing. If like for some reason I wake up and I'm like the next like masked singer or whatever,
yeah.
I have like a notes app of like lyrics.
Oh my God.
But
send
I don't.
Me.
No.
You have writing credits on one of my songs.
Oh my God. How much will I make from that?
No.
Oh, well, then I'm not interested. No, I'm kidding. But wait, do I have this? Or did I delete it? Because I was like literally embarrassed by it.
I had like a perfect example. I wrote a song about my girlfriend. And I thought of one sentence, and then I can just write.
Is the song out?
All of it, yeah.
What's it called?
How does she understand love so well?
Sing it. Oh, my God.
That was the sentence. I just thought of that sentence, wrote it.
That was about you?
I was like,
oh, my God. I'm honored to be in the same room as the inspiration behind How does she...
Lucky.
Wait, I think I deleted it.
Your note?
Yeah, of like all of my...
You can't.
Oh, nope, songs.
Boom.
One of them.
Wait, can we do it?
Okay,
yeah,
we'll go through my lyrics. It's literally called songs. I'm gonna. Oh shit! Oops. I guess I deleted it. No, I wish. Sorry. I have to. My OCD is like I need to like format it. One of them is called Blunts at Barney's, which I think is a fire sound.
That's good.
Like a song name.
Yeah.
See, I wish I could rap.
That's like,
but
yeah,
like I just
thug.
I know that I will not be the white person who goes down that route. I know that I don't have. I think I would be good at like the wordplay and stuff, but I don't have
the
courage. Like, I'm not brave to do that.
I've put up one rap song on SoundCloud.
And how did that go?
Oh, terribly.
Yeah, no, that tracks.
But I produced it. It was fun. It's fun.
No, it seems fun because it's like
under a different name.
I don't know. I feel like you can really like, that's where you can really get good with like lyrics.
Mm.
Like, it was like wordplay,
yeah, totally.
Foreplay and all of that.
No, my lyrics were very stupid, but
I'm like trying. I don't want to read these out loud without like doing a quick skim over this because it like.
I think you should.
Oh, this one I wrote down as a song, but I ended up putting it on a middle kid hoodie.
Ooh.
And it says, "Everyone says I'm killing it, but it feels like it's just killing me." Brah!
Period.
Period. Period. Oh my God, we did end up there.
I
Justin, I know that you very well know period, 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 I see you nodding. Are you a fan or not? You love her?
Oh, yeah. That's a good freestyle rapper right there.
Is
period,
it?
Period, period, period,
Dude, her tongue like, sends me every
young
time.
Young Thug could do the same thing and people would be like, fuck, this goes hard.
No, I mean, totally true. That's so fucking true now that you say that.
Like a heartbeat.
Okay, yeah, anyways. Should we just get into voicemails? I don't think I should read any of these.
I think I need to hear a couple more.
Ew. 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 Ew.
Ew. Just say it. Don't say it. Say it.
And now my hat smells like you and your hair I want to run my fingers through. Ugh! Gross.
Aww.
Ew, guys, this is why I'm not doing this. I'm not having people go, aw.
No, you have to get past that point.
Yeah, but I don't think
I have written.
Is this a lyric that
disgusting amount
this
of
might,
cheesy lyrics?
I know, but it's like I'm like literally turning red and sweating more than I normally fucking do.
And figure out a way to make it a bit cooler.
This one I feel like is probably a song. But if it's not, what are people fucking doing? Kisses to my bitches and later to my haters. So
that's got Bad Baby written all over it. I could beatbox and you could freestyle.
What is like? I don't need a gravestone. They'll just make a holiday.
What?
I don't know, girl.
What was the latest one? Kisses. Oh, no, kisses to my bitches
and later to my hater.
That's amazing,
right?
You could ghostwrite. You could write.
I would
other people.
See. I would be down to get in on the writing process, but
that's what. You
but that
do.
Leads me back to my thing of like, I don't understand where you start with that shit, like. I can write.
Yeah.
So, like, but. Okay, so I've got a line. Kisses to my bitches and laters to my haters.
Yeah.
What do I do now?
Well, what does that mean? What are you saying?
I think I'm saying kisses to my bitches. Like, I love y'all.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, later to my haters.
Just expand that whole idea. And write.
But what if I don't have any more to it? Like, this is like, I feel like I'm writing an essay all over in school where I'm like, 3 pages, bitch. I just said it in a sentence. But could I do like,
you can't
could I do like musical shorts?
Explain it a little bit.
Could I just do like YouTube shorts, but like of music?
It's like 20 seconds. It's just you could just make TikTok.
Tierra Whack does minute long songs and they fucking slay.
That lyric goes hard enough that it could just be the only lyric.
That is so dumb. Don't encourage that, please, because that is the last thing I need is false confidence. And
hey, you got it.
No, I do. I have a lot of false confidence.
Chuck these on and get into the vibe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. Alrighty, before we carry on with the rest of this episode, I want to thank one of the sponsors, which is Fenty Skin. Now, the Fenty Skin Starters are your daily 3-step pore-busting regimen to help you get smoother, brighter, and tighter-looking skin. In step one, you're getting clear with the Purifying Total Cleanser. This unclogs your pores and removes dirt, oil, and makeup without stripping any of your natural oil away. So many cleansers can strip the sh out of your skin. But now Fenty Skin. In step two, you're going to deep treat, power down on pores, dark spots, and shine with the Fat Water Toner Serum. I mean, the name alone is fucking epic. And of course, step three is lock and shield. Lock in hydration, reduce the look of pores, target discoloration, and prep the skin for makeup with their lightweight Hydra Visor Invisible SPF 30 Moisturizer. I live for a moisturizer that has SPF, and SPF 30 is really respectable for a moisturizer, I find. Now you put all those steps together and what's the result? Pores that play small, tone that gets even, skin that serves bounce, and makeup that looks better. Get the Fenty Skin Starters now at FentySkin.com. And best of all, Fenty Skin is giving our listeners an exclusive promo code. We love an exclusive promo code. So to try out all of the Fenty Skin Starters, head to FentySkin.com and use code UNHINGED20 for 20% off all starters, bundles, OG, or fragrance-free. I personally am a fragrance-free girl, so get into it. Thank you so much, Fenty Skin, for sponsoring this episode. I love you. Now I want to thank another sponsor of today's episode, which is Dadgrass. And you guys know I love Dadgrass. We've worked together a bunch. Now, if you guys don't know, first of all, go back and catch up on episodes. But Dadgrass is legal organic hemp that relaxes your body and mellows your mind. The Dadgrass CBD products are made with 100% organic hemp that's easy to dose, and the effects come on smooth, baby. I say this every time I work with them, but I love CBD, especially for the workday. As someone who works at home, I don't necessarily want to be high at, I don't know, noon. So I'll smoke some CBD and it just helps take away all of the anxiety and stresses that cause me to overthink or get in the way of the workday. Now, Dadgrass offers a variety of products from their token smokable pre-rolled joints, as well as hemp flower and a variety of CBD tincture drops. So no matter what, you can enjoy the effects of CBD while keeping a clear head. Now, of course, all Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. So go to dadgrass.com/unhinged to check out their products. And right now, guys, Dadgrass is hooking it up for our listeners and is offering 20% off your first order when you go to dadgrass.com/unhinged. That is dadgrass.com/unhinged for 20% off your first order. Wait. That was dadgrass.com/unhinged. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the episode.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
Speaking of getting into the vibe, I think we should just get into some voicemails. If you guys don't know, you can call in to Unhinged with Chris Clemens at 310-844-6459. And you can ask for my opinion, my advice. Shut the fuck up. Thank you. We just made a song. Stream it on whatever. But yeah, you guys can call in. And if you guys have any debates in your life with your friends, your family that you need settled for some Chris's court, I got you. And the dumber.
Two random men on a podcast.
What?
Nothing.
Thank you so much. Let's get into it. We have some, correct? Imagine we have none and I'm just like, well, okay, that's actually...
Hey, Chris. Hey. I just want to ask if you have, like, a dumb irrational fear. Like,
yeah.
I have a fear of escalators. I don't know why. Ever since I was a child, I just always imagine, like, it ever, like, grabbing my clothes or my shoelaces hair and, like, sucking me up and eating me alive.
100%.
So I don't go on escalators. Everyone hates going any mall with me. So I just want to know, do you, like, relate? Like, do you have that weird fear that everyone's like,
yeah,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
We got to talk about the wall.
Yeah, I just want to know. Thanks. I love the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes,
no.
Bye.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I got sidetracked thinking about, like, literally the most insane thing I've ever witnessed. No, the escalators is a real one that I forgot about. But there, I feel like there were stories where people get their shoelaces stuck in it.
And then it's...
And then they were, like, probably fine, honestly. But, like, their shoe wasn't.
It would stop. Yeah, the shoe would be...
But, like, I don't think that's irrational.
I never get... You just... still to this day, I don't get on an escalator with untied shoes. Like, I'll stop right there. Untied.
I don't go anywhere with untied shoes. If I notice the second they're untied, I'm like, ew, they're going to get sidewalk all over them.
Yeah, you hate the floor.
I hate the floor.
That's a good one.
Oh, the floor. Oh,
that's
my God.
Is it a fear? I guess it is.
It's like, you're not like a fear. It's just like an OCD neat freak. Yeah. Like, I know that there's dirt on the ground and, like, especially where people wear shoes. I'm like,
we sat at Central Park yesterday and Chris put a bag down to sit on the grass.
Why the fuck are you like dragging me like this so publicly on my own platform?
It's just grass.
But it isn't just grass, it's nature.
That's beautiful.
I don't know. See, like, I wasn't always like this. Like, I would love sitting in the, like, I want to sit in the grass. Like, I want to lay in the grass. But then the thought of a spider crawling on me or, like, a bug, no way.
That's good.
Like, I want to be one of those nature girls who's just like, look at me, I lay in the grass, my hair is shaped into hearts, and I'm Kendall Jenner. Like, I want that.
You're cute jeans.
No, you're cute. These are my jeans?
You're cute.
So, yeah, the ground, walls. Honestly. Okay, so.
The walls.
Okay, for this New York trip, God, I didn't want to tell anyone this because this is so embarrassing. It's not
perfect.
Embarrassing. It's just, like.
Hilarious.
Weird.
It's funny.
So we got an Airbnb and Tide's girlfriend, Maddie, who's sitting in the corner, if you're watching, that's who we've been staring at.
Yeah.
She was looking through Airbnbs and Tide sent me this one. I was like, this one looks sick. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Let's get it. Like, gorgeous.
Looks beautiful.
Did I send you money for that? I did. We get...
Send it to me.
Fuck you. So we get there and I don't even know how... It is one of the most insane.
Yeah, they call it like art house, right? That's the vibe of it.
Is it? Jinx. Ah!
Anyways.
So, yeah, everyone's like, anyways, you're recording a podcast. There is this this Airbnb has every wall in it painted in the most
optical
visually.
Illusion.
Yes, optical illusion.
Like, you look at your phone screen with the black and white.
Do you have
squares?
A video? You have the video. Can you save that and send that to me so we can throw it in the podcast while we're describing this? Jess and I already beat you to it. I see you loud and clear. But it's
actually, I've been stumbling around the apartment.
Which I didn't realize other people were. Each wall has like a different spiral, but the spirals are all going in different directions. Yeah. And like, when you look at the wall, like,
it's fully, like,
it's just, it fully feels like a portal. And then one of the bedrooms has gold and black spirals and then like a checkered board optical illusion hallway on the other wall.
To the light switch. Like, it makes its way in.
Into the light switch, which is in the corner.
It's
whack. Yeah, so I literally was having the worst headache and I was like, maybe it's just because we just like spent the whole day driving here. Mm-hmm. I woke up and thought I was going to vomit. Mm. I was so disoriented. And so then I got my own hotel. I knew myself. I was like, guys, I still paid for it.
You
like,
tried.
I feel like a fucking loser though. So I guess I'm irrationally afraid of like,
Optical
it was
illusions.
Fucking me up though. Like, it felt like someone was like drilling into my forehead.
Yeah.
It was, it
was
wild.
Crazy.
But it looked so good online.
Yeah, it looks cool.
I was like, Tide,
you just feel
come
sick
here.
All the time
I was like,
walking
Tide,
around the apartment.
Come here. He was like, what? I was like, I feel really bad. Would you guys hate me if I got a hotel room nearby? I just, whoa, it was crazy. So maybe that's an irrational fear.
I think so.
or sitting on grass. The ground is a good one.
Yeah.
What's yours? Do you have one?
Irrational fear.
Like one that you just don't really have a reason for, but you're just like, ooh. I always feel like I'm going to die.
I just hate insects.
Yeah, I know. That seems pretty...
Oh, gum. I'm not afraid of gum, but I hate chewing gum.
Why?
Yeah. I think... Really funny. When I was younger, like, and I was driving with my mum. Like, if ever I was driving with my mum, I just knew she was going to ask me to get her a piece of gum from the bag, from her bag.
Okay.
So, like, it was just, like, one of those, I was, like, 10 or 9, and I knew I had to do it. So, every time I opened the bag, it smelled like gum and yada yada. And I think I just, like, don't like gum.
But that makes sense if you hated your mom.
I know. Which is why it's weird.
That's why I wanted to preface, guys.
I hate the smell of gum.
His mom
now.
Is great.
I am absolutely in love with my mom. She's like best friend.
Well,
I love my mom. Oh my God. I love my mom.
I'm absolutely in love with my mom.
Stop that. Terrible.
Listen, it was either me or a random commenter, so I'm going to say it.
Yeah, it's just like weird childhood like things that you didn't want to do.
Weird. You know? Okay, wow. You just
so
did.
Strange.
Mom, I
and
don't want
to
get the gum out of your purse.
Gum.
Wow, that is wild.
Right, I always got the gum out of the purse and I would open the bag and it would just whiff fake mint. And then I'd hate it. I don't chew chewing gum.
Wow. At all.
Never.
Never. Crazy. Never. Holy shit. All right. So those are our irrational fears.
Yeah, totally.
How fucked up in the head are we all? Just collectively.
Are there more voicemails?
Yeah. Oh, girl. Oh. We got more.
Hey, Chris. Big fan.
Thank you.
I just want to know your opinion.
Uh-oh.
So I moved to Florida.
I'm sorry.
A couple months ago, and I started talking to this guy, really cute.
Ooh.
And long story short, we are serious now. And he just came out to me saying that he's very Republican. Oh. And I just want to know your opinion about that. And is it bad that I think it's kind of hot? Like, I don't know.
I was not expecting that.
Anyway, love you. Bye.
No, I wasn't expecting that. I'll love you. Bye.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be like he came out as like bi or straight.
Yeah,
he came out as a Republican. Like listen, doll, I love you.
You might have different opinions on this.
Should have expected that. You're moving to Florida.
Yeah.
But also... here's the thing about life. I feel like it's become so, it's either this or this. Mm. Like, a lot of the nuance to life, I feel like, is not gone, but ignored. It's tough, because on one end of the, spectrum of this answer is, I feel like that is a deal breaker, just in terms of, in this day and age, what it means to be a Republican and to like identify with that, to me, I wonder to what extent that, what am I saying here? I'm giving like a pageant answer. Mm. I think in this day and age, to say you're Republican also includes the fact that you don't care about the rights of people and the livelihood of people.
Does that mean
I don't think it used to. There was a time when I remember like Mitt Romney and whoever he was facing in the election. Who was that? Like Ted Carey? Tom Carey? Is that a person?
Jim Carey.
Jim Carey. I remember elections. It's like when being a Republican wasn't charged with the notions of disregard for minorities and marginalized groups of people. But I feel that to be in the Republican Party now and understand that that comes with a very anti-abortion outlook, it comes with a very like immigrant prejudice.
Yeah.
Like I have a hard time, because in theory, no, it shouldn't matter and whatnot. Mm. But I think right now where we are,
I don't know.
Is this making sense?
Yeah, it is.
Because, like,
I hear you.
To me, it doesn't matter. But then where we are right now, I'm like, it kind of does.
It's just, I think what makes it tough is that, like, yes, he wants to, he is, what do you say, identify, like, as a Republican.
Yeah.
Politics is completely different in Australia. But it just sucks that everything that comes with it comes with it.
Exactly. Whereas, like, I understand when people are Republican for the financial aspects of it, but then I still think it's naive to absolutely act like your vote doesn't also fuel
a bunch of
hatred, oppressive shit.
But still, I think
I get why you think it's hot, because it's like it's like a kinky little.
I have no idea how politics even plays into.
Oh, I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
But are you saying they should be together? Or they?
I mean, I don't give a shit what they do. Like, live your life. But my opinion is that it's a complicated question. It's a loaded, layered question.
But yeah, if anything, it's a even more of a reason to have a conversation with him and
see how he maybe feels, you can be the one to fix him. Yeah, I mean,
shouldn't shun. Like, it shouldn't. I don't think it should.
I don't think it should either.
How are we going to do anything?
I don't think it should either. I don't think politics should be marginalizing anybody.
Yeah.
Like, that's how I feel like it should be. But
people feel a bunch of different ways.
Yeah. What do you guys, Sam and Justin, what do you think? I feel like y'all have good heads on your shoulders. Like, am I crazy?
Well, I thought it was funny that I want to know why he thinks it's kind of hot. It must be because it's like forbidden.
Yes. Because it's like having sex outside or something. It's like you're not supposed to be doing that, but it's like the act of like doing something. Ooh, like that. I get that. I totally get why they think it's hot. But like, that's not the question I'm asking.
No, I think. But like, I see what you're saying about what it indicates, like. Today, but
like what comes with that? But
not necessarily.
But like even 10 years ago, it wasn't like that.
Well,
I don't know. God, yeah, this is a touchy subject. But I think,
there's a lot of elements to this.
It's not that straightforward.
But I like what Ty said about opening up conversation, because it doesn't mean that they're a terrible person. I also forget, did he say that now he was getting more serious with the person, or that it was still like
now they're hot and heavy?
All right,
it's serious.
Well, then you've moved past like, oh, I'm being bad, if it's like a full-on relationship, you know?
I mean, like, live your life. I don't honestly care what people do, and that's just like, I think the mentality everybody should have, like, as long as no one's getting hurt or harmed or traumatized, I don't give a shit. Like, it's so not my lane to say what is and isn't right, and that's and that's my issue with the Republican Party.
Politics is crazy here.
It's insane.
It's so like ingrained into your
society. It didn't used to be like this, though. Thank you.
I know nothing
bleep
about.
Bleep. I just hate that fucking.
Must not be named.
He who must not be named. Anyways, that's my hot take, and I feel like I'm just spinning in circles. So let's do one more voicemail, and then I've got some lunch to get because this little tummy of mine is empty.
Hi, Chris. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm from North Carolina.
Come on, North Carolina.
I need some advice. So I just got out of a long-term relationship with my boyfriend of 4.5 years.
For context,
we moved in together last April, and we broke up at the end of August.
Ooh.
So I'm kind of in the process of, I moved back to my parents, and I'm in the process of trying to find somewhere to live, but I'm kind of anxious about living alone. I really don't want to have to deal with a roommate. So if you have any tips for living by yourself or finding an apartment, because rent is fucking expensive right now,
rent is crazy.
I would really appreciate it. Love the podcast, and hope you're having a great day.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm having a wonderful day. I hope you're having a wonderful day.
I second that.
Well, she was talking to me, so
I'm agreeing with you that she should have a lovely day. Get a dog. That was my first thought.
But that's like a whole nother. That's
but
like
it's
having
so
a
worth it.
No, I'm not saying it's not worth it. My dog's like the best thing that's ever happened to me. I mean,
having a roommate. That is
guys, Tide taught me how to like customize my wallpaper on iOS 16. I'm literally forever grateful.
Oh yeah, I've been teaching everyone.
Anyways, yeah, that was just a random thing I meant to say like probably 30 minutes ago.
It's not like having a roommate.
It's not. But I'm saying I think you should. I think everyone should get to the point where they feel confident being by themselves. Yes. And in their independence. I am a very independent bitch. I love going to get meals by myself. I love doing things by myself. Like, I love spending time with myself. And I think that that is something that a lot of people are afraid of doing, which I totally get, because after the pandemic and like having a roommate and all of that.
Oh, sometimes it sucks being bummed.
It's really hard being by yourself. But I think that's when you learn the most and you grow the most is when you're confronting
you.
You, yeah. Wow, this got so fucking deep. Holy shit. It got so fucking deep. But
just like that, it's gone.
And just, it can't stay like that for too long, because then it just gets awkward. I think you'd be crazy if you went from being in a 4.5 year relationship to being by yourself and then now living by yourself and not being
a bit
concerned.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable. Or uncomfortable. But
not knowing,
honestly, reminding yourself when you're uncomfortable or like out of your comfort zone, that is like the best. You're about to have like the best times ahead, I feel. Cause you are gonna figure so much shit out.
Totally.
And you like, I don't know, like I live, that's why I love street interviews so much, because it's like sometimes I'll get so in my head and be like, I'm not funny, I don't know how to talk to people. And then I'll like have three fire conversations. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, this feels so good to have like pushed myself. I mean, that's a dumb example, but like I just think, yeah, pushing yourself to a place where you're not comfortable only allows you to grow and reach like higher, taller ceilings. And who doesn't love a tall ceiling except when you have an air conditioning bill? I don't either. It didn't land. Okay. Thank you so much for acknowledging that.
Another thing you could do is like put all this time and effort into making your space yours. Like,
so
your
true.
Your new house. Like really get involved in the interior design, and
that is what it's called.
Yeah, make it so awesome, and yeah, hang out with yourself and do that. Make it someplace you love, and
yeah, like look, like honestly, in these moments, like try, and I hate when people are like, try and look at the positive, because it's like when your world feels like it's like the darkest cloud over it. Yeah, it's like so hard to be like, there's positive, there's sunshine, whatever, but. I mean, think about the fact that, like, you're about to be able to make decisions that are solely for you for the first time in 4.5 years, and you're going to be able to fully call every shot and pick every piece of furniture. And
yeah, you're going to learn what you love.
You're going to learn so much about yourself that's going to set you up for, like, the most solid life. I don't know. I just had two friends get out of a long relationship, and they started when they were, like, youngish. And now they're in their like mid-20s, and it's obviously so sad, and like it sucks, but like for them to be able to have the opportunity to grow into who they are as a person individually is, I think, so powerful, to like just know exactly your do's and don'ts for yourself. I think, I don't know, when people are like in these moments and they're like, I feel over my head and I don't want to be alone. I'm like, oh, bitch, lean in.
Yeah,
lean in. You're gonna just do, I don't know. I just feel like it's the ultimate power is being
like.
You're going to find yourself and thrive, sister. No, but I think, yeah, that's my answer, Your Honor. And that's the way we slay. But thanks so much for your voicemails. Be sure, again, if you want to get involved in the next one, go to 310-844-6459 and leave a voicemail. It is a pretty chaotic answering machine, but just hear me out. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, Tide, for joining.
Thank you so much
from Dion Anda. Go stream
Flew
Tide.
All the way to New York for this podcast.
No, not that crazy. But go stream Tide Levi on Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah, if you want to, you can.
No, do it.
Thanks.
Fucking do it. What you song? What? Bitch, don't even act like your song didn't come on as we got into New York, please. We were fresh out of the Holland Tunnel and Victoria came out. What song would you recommend people go listen to first? Like, if they haven't listened to your music, what would you...
I think my favorite song right now is Expectations.
Perfect. Go stream Expectations. Fall in love with this little cutie Aussie he's taken, so back off, bitches. His socials will be down below. Mine will be down below.
Totally.
this party's getting down below. What? I don't know. All right. Yeah, we should really cut the cord. Thank you so much. Be sure to rate and review and subscribe. And I don't know what this was, but
bye.
Love ya.
Bye. Thanks so bye. Much for having me.
You're oh no. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Bye.
Bye.